local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Not sure where you go vote tomorrow. Maybe you've moved. You're new to town. I'll tell you about where you can go plug in your information, find your polling place. That's coming up in just a second on Mobile Mornings. Right now, 63 and Dr. Bill's forecast.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers along with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com, and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, working accidents, Saraland Police Department on the scene, southbound 65, south of Celeste Road at exit 15, and Spice Pond Road at 45. They've got the southbound lane blocked off with a head-on collision and overturned vehicle. Also, another accident clearing now at Highway 90 at Coca-Cola Road. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up Saturday, March 14th in Moxley. It's a brand-new dirt track design with 9 different classes running on the first night. You can see the new track on Facebook. Just look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 63 at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. A full weather discussion with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, coming your way at around 7:35. Had a lot to do on this pre-Super Tuesday Monday, Super Tuesday Eve, as you get ready for the voting tomorrow. Sure, so you can go to alabamavotes.gov. Mm-hmm. You go there and plug in your information if you're not sure about your polling place, you've moved, or something like that. Also, more information on the candidates, what's on the ballot. That's all on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. Go to Elections or 2020 Elections. Click that tab right along the top there. It'll take you to the page with interviews we've had with the candidates and also your sample ballots. And you can read up and study up. We're going to go through, in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to go through the ballots for Mobile County and Baldwin County, kind of walk through the ones where you're voting for a person. It probably won't take us as long. We'll get to some of the amendment items, like Amendment 1 that's had so much discussion. What does it actually mean? We'll try to parse out the lawyer speak in that, the legislative speak in that, and try to make it make sense for somebody like me.
I enjoy when you go through the ballots like that, because didn't they pass something where it was supposed to be easier to understand these questions? And you still don't know whether you're voting yes or no sometimes.
Yes. Or no.
No, or no.
Yes, 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 no. We'll get into that in the 8 o'clock hour. Of course, if you got questions, specific ones, you can always text them in to 343-0106. Yeah, and I mentioned a busy week for us here at FM Talk 106.5, kind of always is. Today, Midday Mobile is going to be on the road at the Dumbwaiter, and we'd be downtown right there along Bienville Square doing the show starting at noon, going to 2, hanging out with y'all. So hopefully you stop by and say hello. Then tomorrow, you've got the regular program, of course, Mobile Mornings, the Midday Mobile, talking about the elections, talking about what you're seeing at your polling places. And then we're wrapping it up tomorrow evening starting at 7 as we go live with the information as it comes in throughout the evening. As polls close at 7, we'll start talking about it here at FM Talk 106.5. Be checking in with folks from all over our area and all over the state, getting the latest information on the Senate race and the AL1 race and some of the other issues we're looking at in the state. So that's all coming up tomorrow. Then we're loading out and moving out and loading in for the Mobile Boat Show. Mm-hmm. We're going to be there the 6th, 7th, and 8th. That is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, down at the Guide's Corner booth at the Mobile Boat Show. Love for you to come by and say hello.
Yeah, been doing that for years now.
Yeah, it's a big time.
Getting the whole crew together. So if you got any questions or you just want to talk fishing or hunting, well, Sean's got the guide for you coming down to the boat show.
Got a pile of them. Got a lot of neat guests coming down. We'll talk more about that coming up. And your chance to win them before you can buy them, Jake Owen, tickets sometime between now and 9 o'clock. All right, this is interesting. As we last week started talking about, people have been buying up these masks, right, like crazy. And I kept going, these aren't going to protect you, you know, from the virus. Then we started talking about what density of mask you had to have and all that. Then it comes out that later last week that the mask really should only be worn by somebody who has the infection, if coronavirus or something else, not all of us that don't have it. And now that's made it to the next level. By the way, too, there's trouble at hospitals with the supply. They don't have the supply of masks they need because they've been all bought up by people getting ready to put the mask on to somehow avoid coronavirus with their mask. Now it's even more of this, as Vice President Pence was talking with Jake Tapper about this and said this.
It is not necessary for Americans to go out and buy masks.
Right, it's not going to do anything for you. It's the people who have coronavirus that have the masks, need the masks,
and
it's right? And then the healthcare providers.
It's our healthcare providers.
Right.
We want to make sure, and the president's made this clear to me, we want to make sure that the people that are treating people that have contracted the coronavirus have the protective gear, the masks, and the gloves, and we're working very energetically to accomplish that.
I hope this does not get in the way of my bulk purchases of the nitrile gloves. You know what I'm talking about? The big pack of blue gloves right there?
Yeah. That
messed me up there. All right. 712 FM Talk 106.5. News is next. Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are looking for answers after several people were stabbed at a home on Road Street. Police say it happened just before 9 Sunday night. Officers closed off the intersection of Carter and Katy Streets during their investigation. Right now, officers have not released any details about the victims or a possible suspect. 3 teens were on the run this morning after escaping from a juvenile detention center in Walton County, Florida. Deputies learned Delarian Max, Franklin Benegas, and Santonio Allen were missing Sunday afternoon. Officials believe the 3 stole a tan 2006 Dodge Ram with a Florida tag before leaving the area. An 8-mile woman remains at University Hospital after she and her daughters were hit by a vehicle while waiting for a Mardi Gras parade. Portia Barnes has a broken pelvis, a fractured ankle, a back injury, and a deep cut on her leg after the incident. Her daughters were taken to USA Women and Children's Hospital also, but have already been released. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
This is Wes Lambert, and I approve this message.
Donald Trump and Wes Lambert, both entrepreneurs and business owners, and Wes Lambert is running for Congress to represent Alabama's 1st Congressional District. A conservative champion, lifelong Republican, pro-life, a strong Second Amendment supporter with an eye on fiscal discipline and personal responsibility. Wes Lambert believes that profitability is achieved by operating within a budget and cutting waste. That's why Wes Lambert believes government should be run like a business. Choose Wes Lambert. A Trump supporter from the beginning, fellow conservative, and business outsider committed to reducing the healthcare bureaucracy and for marketplace competition. Wes supports building the wall and is driven to stand up and protect the best interests of our Gulf Coast community. Wes knows that he can make things happen because that's what he does every day. It's time for something different. Stand up and make a difference. Vote for Wes Lambert. Paid for by Wes Lambert for Congress, 9792 Camberwell Drive, Daphne, Alabama, 36526.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance, finance rates as low as 1.99%, as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, it's all about you.
It's all about you, you, you. It's all about you, you, you.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort: swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the one and two bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
716 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 Alabama High School Basketball Championships wrapped up on Saturday in Birmingham. Around 65,000 people total were in attendance at the BJCC Arena over the 6 days of the tournament. Locally, we have one team bringing a blue mat back to Mobile. The Williamson Lions boys team defeated Talladega 68-61 in the 4A championship on Friday. It was the second boys basketball state title for Williamson and their first since 2007. In 7A, the Lee Montgomery boys team beat Mountain Brook for the program's first state championship. Spain Park won the 7A girls championship. Huffman won the 6A boys title. Hazel Green won 6A girls. Fairfield won the 5A boys championship. Charles Henderson won the 5A girls title. Anniston's girls won the 4A title. Pike County's boys team won the 3A championship. Pisgah defeated T.R. Miller in the 3A girls championship. Collinsville's girls and Calhoun's boys teams won in 2A, and Pickens County boys and Spring Garden's girls won in 1A. In SEC basketball Saturday, number 8 Kentucky beat number 15 Auburn 73-66 to clinch the regular season SEC title. Kyra Lewis scored 25 points to lead Alabama past South Carolina 90-86. Tennessee beat Florida 63-58. LSU took down Texas A&M 64-50. Ole Miss blew out Vanderbilt 86-60. Mississippi State beat Missouri, and Georgia got past Arkansas. Here at home, the South Alabama men's team defeated Troy 78-63. Jags have now won 7 games in a row, and they could clinch the number 2 seed for the conference tournament with a win over Texas State tomorrow in the regular season finale. The Jaguars women's team lost to the Trojans on Saturday 77-73 after the Trojans rallied in the second half. In baseball, South Alabama won 2 in a 3-game home series against Gonzaga. The Jags have won 5 of their last 6 games. They'll head to Tuscaloosa to face Alabama tomorrow afternoon at 3. In NASCAR, Alex Bowman led 110 of 200 laps in Fontana, California to win the Auto Club 400. Bowman crossed the finish line nearly 9 seconds ahead of runner-up Kyle Busch. Kyle's brother Kurt finished 3rd, Chase Elliott came home 4th, and Brad Keselowski 5th. Next up, the Cup Series heads to Phoenix for the FanShield 500. And in golf, 21-year-old South Korean Sungjae Im won the Honda Classic by 1 shot over Mackenzie Hughes. It's Im's first career win on the PGA Tour in 50 tries. Right now at 7:19 on FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. 7:20 FM Talk 106.5. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams has our forecast for today and for Super Tuesday. It looks like to get out and vote, and actually a peek forward to the weekend. That's coming up in just a little bit. Also, we'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. And next up, your Bloomberg Tax Tips, brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Owners of partnerships and other pass-through businesses received a large gift in the tax law, a 20% deduction on their income. But that write-off is subject to limitations, starting at incomes of about $321,000 for married couples. To get around that, business owners can strategically bunch or ramp up their expenses, which will help to lower their incomes and allow for the full deduction. So, for example, you could buy all of your equipment in 1 year to lower your income. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger, with knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, Calling Granger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps. When it comes to solving my problems, Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's B-Y-E-R-S. CPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers along with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Our way of life is under attack from radical liberals and media elites who look down their noses at anyone who's Southern, conservative, Christian, and voted for President Trump. Chris Pringle is a South Alabama conservative we need to defend our values. Chris Pringle is pro-life, pro-gun, big-time pro-Trump, and doesn't care who knows it. Chris Pringle isn't politically correct and proud of it. He'll take on the liberal media and anyone else who mocks our conservative values. Chris Pringle will stand with President Trump to build the wall, protect the unborn, and defend our way of life from radical socialists like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi. Standing with Trump and defending our South Alabama values. That's proud conservative Chris Pringle.
I'm Chris Pringle, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Chris Pringle for Congress.
For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center at 45 in Spice Pond Road, they've got an accident clearing. Also 90 at Coca-Cola and southbound 65 just south of Celeste Road on exit 15. Saraland Police Department have got wreckers on the scene. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and in Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. You can find them on Facebook and online. Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
All right, 723 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, on the way. A look at our forecast for today, tomorrow for Election Day for Super Tuesday, and the weekend ahead. Hey, speaking of Super, how about it's Super Monday today, and you elect to go to LCM, something like that, right? Right, Larry? Checking
Absolutely.
In with.
It is Super Monday. Every day is a super day at LCM.
It is when y'all got the inventory. Talk to folks about what's on the lot right now.
Sean, we got over 100 cars, trucks, and SUVs. We got a great, tremendous selection. We got a whole gamut of price from $3,000 to $35,000. So, like I said, we got trucks and two-wheel, four-wheel, diesel, gas. You know, we got cars, sports cars, family cars, gas misers. So, and SUVs, midsize and full-size. So I think we got just about everything. If we don't have it, we'll go find it.
And if we elect to finance, we can find our candidate right there at LCM.
Absolutely. We, as a matter of fact, we signed with a new lender again this past week, so we just keep expanding our lenders so we can take care of everybody who comes to see us in a quick series of time.
All right. Tell folks how to come see y'all.
Come see us at Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM, 725. Yeah, so over the weekend, if you hadn't heard, Pete Buttigieg announced he's ending his presidential bid, the second candidate to drop out after South Carolina's primary. It narrows the field, but it still means Bernie Sanders is likely to have a good day tomorrow across the country for the Democrats. Here's Bob Constantini with more.
Bernie Sanders has leads in polls in most of the 14 Super Tuesday states. However, Joe Biden's decisive win in South Carolina might change the dynamic. Sanders was on ABC's This Week.
We have an excellent chance to win some of the largest states in this country and states all across this country because of the coalition that we're putting together, because of the issues that we are talking about.
Sanders has a sizable lead over Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren in California, a smaller lead in most Texas polls ahead of Tuesday's voting. Prone to some gaffes and loss of thought, pundits noted how Saturday night's win in South Carolina made Joe Biden seem sharp in his 12-minute address to supporters using a teleprompter. On Sunday programs, his answers were snappy, Biden reviving the early selling point of electability in an appearance on CNN's State of the Union, but not just for him versus the president.
They're looking for who can not only beat Donald Trump, but who can keep a Democratic House of Representatives and who can bring along a Democratic Senate. And that means you got to be able to compete in almost every state from the top of the ticket.
After the South Carolina win, Biden received a host of endorsements from House Democrats, many of whom fear Bernie Sanders as nominee will hurt down-ballot contests, whatever the outcome of the presidential race. Still, Sanders in national hypothetical polls is ahead of President Trump, including in a recent Fox News survey that had the president upset. The field narrowing, too, Tom Steyer giving up Saturday night, and former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, technically the winner of the Iowa caucuses but running low on cash, announcing Sunday night he's calling it quits.
The truth is that the path has narrowed to a close, and we have a responsibility to consider the effect of remaining in this race any further. Our goal has always been to help unify Americans to defeat Donald Trump and to win the era for our values.
Meanwhile, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg saying Sunday he's full speed ahead, come what may, on Super Tuesday. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about what Bloomberg's Sunday was like. He said that, but he was in Selma yesterday, marking the 55th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. And, okay, so you've got, I think every Democrat was there except for Sanders, if that's right. I think every Democrat contender was there except for Sanders in Selma yesterday. And you had an event here at the Brown Chapel AME church there. And the Democrats would go in and, I guess, speak from the pulpit and campaign from the pulpit there. At one point when Bloomberg got up, there were people that stood up and turned their backs to Bloomberg in protest when he was speaking from the pulpit. The pastor leading the service asked the group to return to their seats after they had been standing for about 2 minutes. Protesters did so promptly and they were never loud or disruptive, but they turned their back when Bloomberg came up, of course, as a protest to his implementation of stop and frisk policies when he was New York City mayor. So I don't know how good Alabama is going to be for Bloomberg. We'll see. I mean, think he's bought enough ads? Maybe.
That doesn't bode well, though.
Yeah. The 729, we'll check news from WKRG, and then Dr. Bill's got our forecast. It's all straight ahead. Glad you're here.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Toll opponents reunited on Sunday to share their side of the fight over the controversial bridge proposal. A Texas filmmaker is currently shooting a documentary about the battle between the anti-toll group led by State Auditor Jim Ziegler and the Alabama Department of Transportation. There have been renewed talks about plans to build a bridge across Mobile Bay, but no plans have been approved. Santa Rosa County leaders will break ground on a new medical facility to serve people in Navarre. The new freestanding ER will operate 24 hours a day and be more convenient to area residents. The ceremony begins at 10 this morning. Later this week, Baldwin County leaders are expected to vote on an incentives package to get more students interested in aviation. County commissioners are expected to vote on a $2.5 million commitment to FlightWorks Alabama, an aviation training facility on Airbus's campus. Under the agreement, FlightWorks will invite 50 10th grade students from each high school in Baldwin County to get hands-on learning experience. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to help you lock them up by offering any Liberty Gun Safe purchase tax-free until March 15th. Drop by the showroom in Mobile or D'Iberville and get a discount off your Liberty Gun Safe equal to your sales tax rate. All Liberty Safes come with a lifetime transferable warranty against theft and fire. 12 months free financing and delivery is available upon request. With service after the sale, why go anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile and next to Walmart on Sangamon Boulevard in D'Iberville.
The total number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. jumped by 24 over the weekend as the first two deaths from the outbreak were confirmed. The first case to hit New York State has moved Governor Andrew Cuomo to respond.
What the state government is now doing on is focusing on is mobilizing the public health system to contain the spread. That's what we're doing.
Over half of all coronavirus cases in South Korea have come from members of one particular religious group. Correspondent Paula Hancox reports that the Seoul city government is filing a legal complaint against the group.
They believe that they have been withholding members' names when authorities are trying to do contact tracing. They believe that they have been hampering the fight against the virus and that it could account to homicide.
Cases of COVID-19 in Italy and Iran continue to expand. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The coronavirus outbreak has sparked one of the largest retreats in commodity prices in years, forcing investors to brace for even steeper declines and sending a warning signal about the world's economy's prospects in 2020. Raw materials sensitive to shifts in global growth have been among the hardest hit investments since the virus began spreading around the globe and hurting travel and corporate activity. Oil prices have fallen 32% in less than 2 months, and last week recorded their worst week since the financial crisis. Industrial metals from copper to aluminum are also taking a beating. U.S. airlines may introduce low-cost actions as soon as this week to address the challenges of coronavirus-driven traffic declines and flight cancellations. Wolf Research cut its 2020 profit forecast for U.S. carriers by 23% from its pre-virus level, with American Airlines trimmed by 56% and Allegiant by just 5%, with the sector off 22% since the epidemic began. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's your Money Now.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-885-6633 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-885-6633. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Very nice weekend. Definitely worth of all that 1.8 you gave it with the weekend weather scale.
Yeah, of course, Saturday we had clear skies and clouds come in yesterday, as I indicated on Friday, but it still was a pretty nice day. Both days were around 70 degrees, which is pretty close to normal. This time of the year now, the normal high is 68, and normal low is 46 degrees, so those temperatures are gradually climbing. Today now, we've got a southerly wind, and with that comes moisture and clouds, and as a result, it'll be mostly cloudy today, and we could see a few scattered showers develop, especially this afternoon. The high today getting into the 70s, around 72. Now, tonight, I expect mostly cloudy skies, and we'll likely see some fog develop. There's also a possibility of a few scattered showers, and we're going to stay in the 60s tonight, around 62 for the low. Now, tomorrow, cloudy skies with, again, a chance for showers, and we will likely see fog tomorrow, especially around and across the bay. And high tomorrow, getting up to around 75 degrees tomorrow, so a nice warm day for the Gulf Coast. After that, we're going to have to contend with a storm system coming out of Texas. That storm will eventually move into the southern counties of Mississippi on Wednesday. That's going to produce quite a bit of rain across Alabama and Mississippi, and we're in for some heavy showers here on actually beginning Tuesday night through Wednesday, and Wednesday night could see some thunderstorm activity on Wednesday, and a few of those storms could become severe. So Wednesday is going to definitely be a day to watch, and temperatures will be in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. On Thursday, that storm system tracks on to the East Coast, and we'll still have mostly cloudy skies, and temperatures will be a little bit below normal, around 65 degrees for Thursday. But it clears off for Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday looks good, with temperatures in the 60s.
Okay, so for the worst of it coming in tomorrow night into Wednesday, right? So we look okay for getting out to vote tomorrow?
Yeah, outside of a few scattered showers around, any kind of heavy activity will not occur until later on Tuesday night, and then on into Wednesday and Wednesday night. So it looks okay during the day on for tomorrow.
All right, Dr. Bill, remind folks, too, if they've yet to pick up their 2020 Mobile Weather Marine Almanac, it's their own fault because you got a lot of locations to get them.
Yeah, we sure do. The Hancock Whitney Banks here in Mobile and also in the Eastern Shore. Also here in Mobile, West Marine and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You also find some copies over at Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road. If you happen to be over in the Eastern Shore, you can check them out at Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, also at Fairhope Watercraft Collision Centers in Billy Langford Allstate, and over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company. And you can always stop by our studios right here at 106.5.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, 63 now at our studios. Oh, speaking of the almanac, taking those as well to the Mobile Boat Show. So we'll have copies of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac there for you when you stop by and see us at the Guides Corner, plus the floating keychains. Now, I would call them boat keychains, but there's some people that want them just on their regular keychain in case they're clumsy around water. I'm not here to judge. Yeah. I'm here just to hook you up with the FM Talk 106.5 floating keychain, so you pop it on there. It's like a PFD for your keys.
Well, we do get a lot of rain down here, so you never know when it might come in handy.
That's right. Wherever else you may drop your keys, they'll float. How about that? Unless you have, there's a certain number of keys you could hit where it will sink that cork, but right now, if you have a normal amount of keys, a floating keychain will keep it above water. So we'll have those with us as well. And you know what? I'll take a few of them with me today. When we head to the dumbwaiter at noon today for Midday Mobile Live, downtown at the dumbwaiter starting at noon right there along Bienville Square. All right, 7:38, we'll check traffic and sports coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet David Morris, CEO of Mobile-based QB Country, pumping out quality quarterbacks and quality young men. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
The Roberts Brothers Charitable Fund is a nonprofit program that provides financial and emotional support for Gulf Coast families that have endured the loss of a child. The Charitable Fund gives Roberts Brothers the chance to give back to our community. Visit robertsbrotherscharity.com for more information and to donate today.
David Morris is the founder and CEO of QB Country, a business designed to train quarterbacks at all levels, from middle school to professional veterans. Based in Mobile, their resume includes 3 FBS championship quarterbacks, 170 college scholarships, 31 this year alone, and 7 NFL draft picks, including 1 first rounder. But these are David's exceptions. His primary customer is a middle or high school kid who wants to get better. David teaches lots of football, and even more so, lots of confidence, from how to call the play in the huddle to how to shake the hand of an adult. It all matters to David, he says. It all builds the man. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Come on, kids, get in the car. Move along. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. If you like me, you don't like wasting time. And waiting around for something like a quote on your insurance? Well, that's just the worst. The good thing is a lot of insurance companies are just a click away with your quote. But you know what? I don't click while I'm driving. Especially when I have my grandchildren in the car. I like to kick it old school and actually talk to a human being. And if that human is local and recommended by a friend, even better. Well, that's Jack Green. Jack Green with eNational Insurance will go above and beyond to save you money on your personal, commercial liability, and all types of business insurance premiums. And he will get your quote on the same day.
Old school, huh?
That's right.
So how old is your school?
Mind your business. Call Jack Green with eNational Insurance, 767-6550. 767-6550.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, Range Line Road and Rabbit Creek Drive, they've got an accident without injuries. Car being towed near I-10 eastbound at 65. You've got officers on the scene there. Also, Saraland Police Department say they've just cleared up the accident off of Highway 45 in Spice Pond Road that was blocking the southbound lanes. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. From the independent art to books and clothing and oddity items, you've got to see what they offer at SerpentsofBienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 742 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile morning. Dr. Bill says rain, just a slight chance today, a little more tomorrow and tomorrow night, heavy into Wednesday. Looks all right for tomorrow for Super Tuesday. Although, don't get me started when the people go, I wanted to vote, but it was raining. You go do everything else when it's raining. Don't tell me it was raining, you couldn't go vote. All right, talk about on our website, fmtalk1065.com. There's a tab along the top says 2020 elections. If you go there, you can get sample ballots for Democrat, for Republican, for Mobile and Baldwin County. Those are waiting for you. Plus interviews we've done with the candidates. They're waiting for you there as well. So and right now we'll talk, and we're going to talk to Bill Hightower coming up in the next hour. I know today on midday, Jeff Sessions is going to join us. I think Bradley Byrne's going to join us on the midday as well. Wes Lambert's going to join us on the mid. So the lot to do on today's shows, talking with the candidates. So let's not do that. Let's talk about an issue, because so much attention spent on the people. What about the constitutional amendment? And you're going to see this on the ballot, the proposed statewide amendment number one. Now, let me just, there's their description there, but let's talk about what it means, because it's still in ballot speak, which is the language I have to get a decoder ring for. So the Alabama Amendment number one, which is basically about changing the way the State Board of Education is staffed. Mm-hmm. Right now it's an elected position. Amendment one, if passed, would turn it into an appointed education board. So when you look at your ballot tomorrow, a yes vote supports amending the Alabama Constitution to rename the State Board of Education as the Alabama Commission on Elementary and Secondary Education, and change the board from being elected by we the people, the voters, to being appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. A no vote opposes that amendment in the Alabama Constitution, thus not changing the name of the State Board of Education and continuing to have elected members. So a yes vote does away with voting for State Board of Education. A no vote keeps it the way it is. Okay. So when you see Amendment 1 tomorrow, that's what it's talking about, as one of the things that probably has people scratching their head as they just wake up and start looking at the ballot. All right, 744, we'll check sports coming up right after news from WKRG.
Mobile Bay Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. You're not going to believe this. I need your help.
Dave, what did you do now? I almost don't want to ask.
Okay, well, here's the story. So little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod for Christmas, and I got to test it out last weekend, and we caught our limit, and I caught a huge speckled trout with a new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all, and so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yep, I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. Quick.
Wow, that's a new one, even for you. We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you. You have any fresh fish you want to bring by?
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus.
We'll be ready, Dave.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
The Mobile Boat Show opens this weekend at the Mobile Convention Center. It's the biggest show on the Gulf Coast, with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget, and it's fun for the whole family. This weekend only, indoors and outdoors at the Mobile Convention Center, with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank, and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are looking for answers after several people were stabbed at a home on Road Street. Police say it happened just before 9 Sunday night. Officers closed off the intersection of Carter and Katy Streets during their investigation. Right now, officers have not released any details about the victims or a possible suspect. Three teens were on the run this morning after escaping from a juvenile detention center in Walton County, Florida. Deputies learned Delarian Max, Franklin Benegas, and Santonio Allen were missing Sunday afternoon. Officials believe the three stole a tan 2006 Dodge Ram with a Florida tag before leaving the area. An 8 Mile woman remains at University Hospital after she and her daughters were hit by a vehicle while waiting for a Mardi Gras parade. Portia Barnes has a broken pelvis, a fractured ankle, a back injury, and a deep cut on her leg after the incident. Her daughters were taken to USA Women and Children's Hospital also, but have already been released. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
This is Wes Lambert, and I approve this message.
Donald Trump and Wes Lambert, both entrepreneurs and business owners, and Wes Lambert is running for Congress to represent Alabama's 1st Congressional District. A conservative champion, lifelong Republican, pro-life, a strong Second Amendment supporter with an eye on fiscal discipline and personal responsibility. Wes Lambert believes that profitability is achieved by operating within a budget and cutting waste. That's why Wes Lambert believes government should be run like a business. Choose Wes Lambert. A Trump supporter from the beginning, fellow conservative, and business outsider, committed to reducing the healthcare bureaucracy and for marketplace competition. Wes supports building the wall and is driven to stand up and protect the best interests of our Gulf Coast community. Wes knows that he can make things happen because that's what he does every day. It's time for something different. Stand up and make a difference. Vote for Wes Lambert. Paid for by Wes Lambert for Congress, 9792 Camberwell Drive, Daphne, Alabama, 36526.
Good morning, 748 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The 2020 Alabama High School Basketball Championships wrapped up on Saturday in Birmingham. Around 65,000 people total were in attendance at the BJCC Arena over the 6 days of the tournament. Locally, we have one team bringing a blue mat back to Mobile. The Williamson Lion boys team defeated Talladega 68-61 in the 4A championship on Friday. That's the second boys basketball state title for Williamson and their first since 2007. In SEC basketball on Saturday, number 8 Kentucky beat number 15 Auburn 73-66. That clinched the regular season SEC title for the Wildcats. Kyra Lewis scored 25 to lead Alabama past South Carolina 90-86. Tennessee beat Florida 63-58. LSU took down Texas A&M 64-50. Ole Miss routed Vanderbilt. Mississippi State beat Missouri. And Georgia got past Arkansas. Here at home, the South Alabama men's team defeated Troy 78-63. The Jags have now won 7 games in a row, and they could clinch the number 2 seed for the conference tournament with a win over Texas State tomorrow in the regular season finale. The Jaguars women's team lost to the Trojans on Saturday 77-73 after Troy rallied in the second half. In baseball, South Alabama won 2 in a 3-game home series against Gonzaga. The Jags have won 5 of their last 6 games. We'll head to Tuscaloosa next to face Alabama tomorrow afternoon at 3. In NASCAR, Alex Bowman led 110 of 200 laps in Fontana, California to win the Auto Club 400. Bowman crossed the finish line nearly 9 seconds ahead of runner-up Kyle Busch. Kyle's brother Kurt Busch finished 3rd, Chase Elliott came home 4th, and Brad Keselowski finished 5th. Next up, the Cup Series heads to Phoenix for the Fan Shield 500. And in golf, 21-year-old South Korean Sung J.M. won the Honda Classic by one shot over Mackenzie Hughes. That's M's first career win on the PGA Tour in 50 tries. 7:50 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, not a bad start as you're traveling in from Fairhope and Daphne. Spanish Ford, a nice ride across the Bayway. Still finding heavier traffic, Government in Pleasant Valley, also Dolphin at 65. As they're clearing up an accident at Rangeline and Rabbit Creek Drive and I-10 eastbound near 65. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Toyota Camry with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months or up to $3,800 in savings. Model 2554. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers along with patchy fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, back in studio with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. What are y'all doing right now to get ready for the season?
Contrary to popular belief, our crews are super busy. There's tons to be doing in everyone's landscape right now. We're cutting back grasses, ornamental grasses, liriope, things like that. Trimming crepe myrtles. We're applying pine straw, really kind of handling the leaves, and probably most importantly is we're putting out pre-emergent to really get ahead of weeds. If you want to keep a clean lawn and beds, for that matter, you really want to put out a pre-emergent.
Now, you've told me that in the past. A lot easier right now to put out pre-emergent than have y'all come in and deal with those weeds once they're up.
That's right. Ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure.
You've heard that before.
Yeah, I have. It's really never more important than in this scenario.
Okay, so this is the time of year somebody needs to call you for that pre-emergent or any of the other issues that can be worked on right now. Instead of calling you in April, May, you know,
right.
Do it now.
That's right. Right now would be much better.
All right, tell us how I might get in touch with you.
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Amendment 1 on your March 3rd ballot would take away your right to vote for state school board and make them all appointed by Governor Ivey. I'm Jim Ziegler, your state auditor. I ask you to vote no on Amendment 1. The same Montgomery insiders that rammed through the gas tax are now trying to get control of the education and retirement funds. The Common Sense Campaign authorized this ad to vote no on Amendment 1.
Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure, sample products before you buy, and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
7:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And coming up next hour, Bill Hightower is going to join us, candidate Republican primary, AL1. Talk to him in just a little bit. And speaking of voting tomorrow, so Tony's asking a question, talk about crossover voting. Okay, so this is, some people always wonder what they can do on crossover. You can do what you want in the general, but if you go tomorrow, you're going to get a ballot for Democrat or you can get a ballot for Republican there, and you're going to be, so you're going to be inside. So if you want to do crossover, somebody, because this question is, could I vote for somebody like Joe Biden and then in the general vote for Donald Trump? If you're a registered Democrat or you get a Democrat ballot tomorrow and vote for Biden, yes, and then you could go in the general and vote for Donald Trump. but you wouldn't be able to vote on anything else on the Republican side. This person said they're a Republican, but they want to try to... You can't... And the other thing that happens here is in a runoff situation, you'll see that that's when a lot of this... The shenanigans have come up on this stuff.
Right.
And you can't do that. It's changed now. The Democrats were the first to do it decades ago in Alabama, and Republicans, I think it was a few years ago, made it to where you can't cross. So if you go, you could only vote in the runoff if you voted in that party in the primary. You see what I'm saying? You can't right. cross over within a runoff.
There are still a number of states that allow crossover mm-hmm. voting. Alabama, not one of those.
We're not one of them.
But what you're saying is, if you've registered Republican or registered Democrat, if you've registered Democrat and you get mm-hmm. a Democrat ballot tomorrow,
yes.
you won't be able to vote in the GOP Senate race.
Right.
You might be able to place a vote for Biden or Sanders or Warren or whoever on the Democrat primary, but you wouldn't be able to vote
for Doug Jones.
Exactly.
You know, but, okay, so if you do that, you could then, yes, if you're a registered Democrat somehow and you wanted to vote for Trump, you could vote for Biden tomorrow and Trump in the general. Mm-hmm. But if you're a Republican, you can't. You're not going to be able to do that.
Right.
So, or you're going to be stuck voting in the Democrat primary. That's what. So that's what crossover voting. That's what's different here. And yeah, so the idea of some kind of campaign where you're going to the chaos campaign or something mm-hmm. like that, it's not going to work.
Which,
the same way.
There are some states. You wonder how accurate. The numbers we get from some of these early states that do allow crossover voting, like
right.
some of those early Bernie Sanders wins, was there any votes from people that are hoping to see Sanders face Trump so that they can vote for Trump?
You know, and I don't know if they've changed it yet. I think it's still that same way in Louisiana. They have a jungle primary system mm-hmm. where everybody's in it. I don't actually, and probably because I'm not, a card-carrying touter of any party. I like the idea of a jungle primary. Everybody's in there. Everybody's duking it out. But that is not the system here in Alabama. So there you go. Tony, I appreciate the text. We'll grab your calls as well at 343-0106. And if you're unfamiliar with your polling place, because you hadn't been in a while, or maybe you moved here to town, you moved across town or whatever, alabamavotes.gov, you can plug your address and your new information in there and get your polling place listed. Talk more about that coming up in Bill Hightower next.